Blog Talk Radio.
And all access football exclusive.
Welcome to the NFL Draft Bibles Talking Football with Mickey Scholler today. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. Thanks for joining. It's been a while since we've done the shows. The player spotlight shows are done. And draft time, it's well past its prime now. And we're in the middle of the off season, and usually things are OTAs and mini camps, but that's not like that this season with the lockout in place. But today we're going to be joined with Miami Dolphins' Mickey Scholler. Went through this draft experience last season. Mickey, welcome back to the show. Tell us a little bit, how's these last few months been for you? You know, you went through this process last year at this time. How these last few months been for you and, you know, with the lockout in place?
Yeah, well, thanks for the welcome back. But, yeah, this lockout has obviously been a new thing for me. I didn't even get to go through a full off season last year, as that was my first year. So it's been a lot of things it's affected me. One is obviously financially, I have to pay for my own insurance. Another is not being able to get a playbook. I know when they opened up the lockout for a day, some teams were able to get playbooks, but we were not. Our quarterback has one, so we are able to learn from him, and he's teaching us the offense. And another one is I'm getting married here June 25th, so I don't want the lockout to I need to be unlocked out, but I don't want to come on June 25th and have to be back.
I'm curious. I mean, what happened? I mean, does your fiance? I mean, if something happens that they change things up and things get moving very quickly, say if you are, you know, there, I mean, what happens with the wedding on June 25th? Just say if you have to be in Miami for camp.
I had already talked to the coaches and I told them, okay. So obviously they know that, but you know, as long as we don't have a mini camp, I should be all right. I only miss one day OTAs. Just not planning to have a honeymoon as it is right now, so I might be back a day after the wedding.
That's definitely an interesting story there. You know, Mickey, we had you on the show last year. You're going through this draft process. I mean, we know when we talked, you know, guys going through what you went through. I mean, from January, you basically end a bowl game, most of you guys. Then you're, you know, off to a combine facility, the workout. Then you have pro days, you know, combines, workouts with teams privately. I mean, and then you get to camp finally. Then you make the team. You have to, you know, survive the cuts. I mean, when you look back at that year, 2010, when you look back now, what was the part that really freaked you out the most? I mean, what was the toughest time of that whole period?
Well, the toughest time for me was obviously week two when I got released from the Vikings. Cause they needed to make some roster changes and we're down on receivers. And so I didn't know what, I was kind of in limbo there. And then, that next day I flew down to Miami and was here all season. So those couple of weeks there, making that transition and, getting out of my apartment in Minnesota and living out of a hotel for a couple of weeks in Miami, was interesting. But now I'm a little bit settled in.
Nice. And week four, you finally make your first NFL appearance against the Patriots. Talk a little bit about the fans listening out there. I mean, what was that like knowing that you're actually going to step on the field your first time in an NFL game where they're going to record it?
Yeah, it was definitely a dream come true. I mean, I've been dreaming all my life of doing that. And, you know, preseason, obviously, for me was awesome. That was really my first experience. But it's different when the games actually count. And it was an unbelievable experience just getting out there and running out of their tunnel and getting to play the New England Patriots on, I believe that was Monday night.
It has to be a weird thing, too. I mean, because you play at Penn State. You're a star at Penn State. You play every week in, week out. And then you make the pros. Like you said, you get cut week two. Week four, you know, you're playing with Miami Monday night against the Pats. What does that – I mean, what's it like, just that adrenaline of, you know, you probably just want to – you love playing football. I mean, you know, nobody wants to practice every day and just look at the film. I mean, how much fun was it just to be able to just go out and actually just execute and play football?
Well, heck, week four, I'm still still trying to learn the plays. But, no, it was definitely fun. I mean, getting to sit back and when I was in college, you know, everybody obviously watched the NFL on Sundays. And just watching all the big-name guys and then finally get to step on a field and you're with just not guys on my own team, but guys on other teams like Tom Brady and and guys like that, you're like, wow, I'm on the, playing on the same field as them. And it's really neat, and, you know, it's an honor to be out there playing in the NFL.
And we're talking with Mickey Shola, the Miami Dolphins tight end, formerly the ex-Penn State Nittany Lion, and joining us here on the All Access Football Show, powered by All Access Football. Mickey, when you look at, like, this lockout's in place, you went through this. How critical is it to these guys that are college free agents or either, you know, the guys that got drafted, not being able to go with you at, you know, mini camps and OTAs? How vital is that?
I mean, it's huge. It's unfortunate for the guys that got drafted and really unfortunate for the undrafted guys because they can't even talk to anyone. So they really don't know. And these guys, just they can't just sit there and they don't have any money to live. So they have to get other jobs and stuff and aren't able to fully concentrate on, you know, trying to make their dream come true. And for the drafted guys that are on these teams, you know, they're luckily some of the older veterans are starting practices and stuff just amongst themselves and trying to teach the guys as much as they can. And you're never going to recreate the same thing as with coaches are there. But you want to do as much as you can. So when this lockout gets lifted, these guys aren't, you know, so far behind that it's going to take them, you know, we're trying to squeeze in 60 days worth of practices or however many it is in, you know, a month or whatever.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, if it obviously has to be a bonus, you know, to you guys that, you know, I mean, you guys kind of have a leg up, a big leg up, you know, as you guys enter, you know, I assume hopefully everything will get back to normal eventually, but, you know, at least you are somewhat accustomed to, you know, what Miami does, the playbook and, you know, whatever, and all the guys kind of in the same boat. So, I mean, would you agree with that? You guys, you know, definitely have a leg up there?
Yeah, I would agree to that, you know, in the sense that we're already in the NFL, we're already on the team. Now, in our case, it's a little bit different because we have a new offense and a new offensive coordinator, so we're in the process of learning a new offense. But just, you know, I'm already down here in Florida. I already know all the guys. I already know the coaches. You know, I'm starting to learn the playbook, and things are coming together. So it's definitely an advantage in that way.
And your father, I believe, played from 78 to 91, so he experienced a couple of the lockouts or the, you know, the labor disruptions that they had, I believe, in 82 and 87. Have you talked to him at all? I mean, is there anything that he kind of reminisces to you about when he was going through it?
Yeah, he, you know, you just gotta, there's, well, obviously he missed a few games when he did it, but, you know, he just said, you know, stay in shape and you don't know when this is going to get lifted. There might be some other guys out there that are using this as a vacation, you know, hopefully not, but, you know, yourself, just get as prepared as you can. So, you know, if it comes down to you got to play in 2 weeks, then I can play in 2 weeks. You know, you just want to be in that good of shape and do the best you can, you know, train on your own and train with the other guys there and not really having any coaches or strength coaches at that.
Yeah, and for you, I mean, obviously, I mean, very important offseason. Where have you been working out, who you've been working out with, and how many times have you worked out with other Dolphins?
Well, I had a real interesting 9 weeks here. one of my trainers from API last year, where I trained for the Combine, he was an Irish guy. So I flew him over from Ireland, and he lived with me.
Wow.
For 9 weeks. And, you know, we had two-a-days. And, you know, we cooked together, and we ate and went to the gym twice a day. And we really got after it for 9 weeks. And now he had to go back. But he left me with he keeps sending me. He'll send me week by week my routine and my schedule and stuff. So I'm still on running in or lifting in the morning, running in the afternoon, and then sometimes you lift twice. And then also with that, I go over to Nova where you know some of the Dolphins are training and more for the passing and stuff and to try to learn the offense skill position. So got a lot on my plate and making it work though.
Oh, definitely. And who's kind of the leader, I mean, when you guys are doing these off-season workouts as, you know, a team with the Dolphins, I mean, who kind of is the guy that kind of, you know, hey, calling, getting everybody, you know, together, saying, hey, we're meeting this time, and then when you guys are actually going through the drills, who kind of seems to be the leader out there?
Yeah, one of our captains, Jake Long, you know, he's the guy sending out the emails and stuff, and I usually get there. Sometimes I go and run, but I've been doing, working out my own thing, which is fine. And as long as you come for the skill position stuff and the team we're in and stuff, that they're happy with that, and you got to be around the guys. You just can't work out on your own and then not even show up because you don't get any camaraderie that way. So, and then yeah, Chad is obviously leading us in the offense and teaching it to us.
Nice, nice. And, I mean, going, thinking of Chad, Michigan, and thinking of Penn State, obviously a lot going on at Ohio State. When you think about, you know, the Big Ten with the addition of Nebraska now, is that going to kind of be weird, you know, knowing that that might have been a big game? It's still going to be a big game, but, you know, it's such a rarity. Now that, you know, if you go back to Happy Valley, that's going to be a common occurrence seeing the Cornhuskers pop into town.
Yeah, that would be pretty wild. What was that? One of the our most sold-out games was against Nebraska. I think it might have been back in, like, 01 or somewhere around there. But,
yeah,
I think that would be cool to have be able to have a Big Ten championship game instead of always having a co-champion unless someone wins it outright. So I'm actually happy to see that we had another team and finally get to have a championship game.
And for those Penn State fans listening out there, when's the last time you've been able to visit Happy Valley or even attend a game?
I took my trainer up to show him Penn State about maybe a month and a half ago, but I haven't been up to the time before that was my pro day. So it was a long time in between there. But we just went up. We missed the spring game by a week because we couldn't make it up for that week. But just flew up to say hi to everybody and show my buddy around.
Nice. And your buddy, could you give his name?
Yeah, Andy Hanley. He'd be happy. He anybody out there looking for a trainer, the best trainer I've ever trained with, and trying to get him over here so he can train full time.
Nice. And I'm curious. I mean, you feel confident enough. What's his background? You know, you say he's from Ireland. Is this kind of neat? A guy from Ireland is being flown in to train American football players. How did he kind of get his background to where he's helping you guys get so good?
Now, he studied that in college, kinesiology, and then he interned at Athletes Performance, and that's where I met him, and a lot of guys met him and stuff, and we did some unique stuff, and so we've taken stuff from Athletes Performance and other stuff that he's learned. He has about every certification you can get. We do a lot of different stuff with, I don't know if you ever heard of the TRX, and that's just something you hang from, like, the chin-up bar, and can do all kinds of core stuff. You can really have a full body workout on it. You do a lot of single leg stuff and just all kinds of unique stuff that is really movement specific. And it's not just, you know, sitting on a bench and benching or sitting on a leg press, you know. It's very sport specific.
Very nice. Well, we're with Mickey Scholler, the Miami Dolphins tight end. He's kind enough to take some time out of his busy schedule and talk a little football, catch us up the latest on the lockout and the last time he was at Penn State. I'm curious, you know, NBA Finals, have you been watching? Are you rooting for the Heat or the Mavericks? Do you care?
Yeah, it's messing up my sleep, man. I've got to get up early in the morning, and these games don't end until 12. No, it's been a great series. You know, I got to root for the Heat. Just at the hometown team, so you know, I like to just want to see a good series, and you know, whoever wins it, you know, may be that, but it's definitely going to go, I think, into Game 7. So
hopefully, to make the fans happy. Well, hey, Mickey, we appreciate you taking some time. We'd love to catch up with you once everything gets back to normal and you guys really put the helmets and the pads on and get at it. But, hey, look forward to seeing you. Look forward to seeing that career blossom down in Miami. And you're welcome on the show anytime.
All right, thanks. I appreciate it, Bill.
No problem. Oh, that is Mickey Scholler, the Miami Dolphins tight end, kind enough to join us here on the NFL Draft Bible Talking Football Show, All Access Football. If you missed any of the show, you caught a link, simply just go to www.nfldraftbible.com. There you can check out the latest podcast of this and many other shows that are run. Thanks for listening, and look to bring you some more summertime guests as the heat index rises as summer is here. Thanks for listening.